Predicting the changes that will occur with your news headlines, I'm Tim Boulware. The weather is nice in southwest Kansas, but already there are long-term forecasts out about what we might face this winter. Assistant State Climatologist Mary Knapp with K-State says it all depends on how El Nino and the warmer waters in the Pacific affect weather patterns.
Greater chance of warmer temperatures to our north and a greater chance of colder temperatures to our south, and we are kind of sandwiched in between.
To complicate matters, NOAA, or the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, models differ on what they're telling meteorologists.
For most of Kansas, there's not really much correlation, but when you get into the western three divisions in Kansas, there's an increased probability of having one of the extreme cold periods.
How much moisture will accompany these temperatures? We'll find out tomorrow. For up-to-date news headlines, visit our website, westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Boulware.